Bonjour. You're listening to Tribal Water Day podcast.
Listen and learn about Nebe, water,
and its importance to the Keweenaw Bay Indian community in Michigan's Upper Peninsula.
Episode 4, The Importance of Water Walking.
This year, in 2019, I look out the window and I see the height of the snow that we have gotten this year. We haven't got this amount of snow in many, many moons. And then the water level is at the highest that's ever been recorded. And so I kind of sit back and I think, is this our sign that we all need to stand up for the water? So I ask people to tuck that under their pillow. And if they get that sign that, yeah, maybe it is, then I encourage them to go to the waters and offer a sema. A sema in our language is tobacco. And as Anishinaabe people, we hold tobacco close to our hearts. We use our tobacco to pray.
I've taken up collecting rocks on different beaches and painting them, painting them blue and decorating them. Water is life. Dropping them at different beaches wherever I go. I leave one, I take one, along with my asema, with my tobacco. I guess that's what water means to me. It's just in my blood. My blood is water. Our blood is water. And I know what my purpose is. I know that I was born to protect the water. I know that's my job on earth. My spirit is a strong spirit. When it comes to the water, it knows. It knows.
So that's what my purpose is, to mentor the youth and to bring that awareness, you know, for our water, and especially to advocate it, even if it's just simply walking this earth with that water.
So anytime you walk by waters, whether it's a little stream or a little creek or the big waters, say a prayer. Pray for the water.
So as we pray for that water, and then and the ladies, you know, around us sing that song. So that song was given to us, you know, in that excerpt. It was from Doreen Day, who was the lead lodge singer in our lodge. And with that ceremony, it came from our grandmothers, you know, of our lodge. And with that ceremony, it's acknowledging it, it's praying, you know, putting those good intentions into that water. You know, as I hold the water and lift the vessel, we are to pray and put our best intentions into that water to be ever so healing.
We can't survive without water. We can't survive without air. We can't survive without animals or plants. But if we, the human species, was to leave, could this earth go on without us? Yes, they can. We actually are dependent on everything else, and we need to understand that. And that water ceremony speaks to that, that we are very grateful for the water and the life-giving substance, the gifts that it gives us. If you listen to the speakers today, they talked about how they appreciate that on a daily basis. And that's something that we need to understand, even with other things such as plants, air, water. You need to appreciate something that you're so used of that you need to just stop and take the time to say miigwech and thank you for the gift that is given you.
Mi-hi-be. Gi-mi-gwech-we-ni-mi-gu.
This podcast is a Third Coast Conversations project, which encourages dialogue about water in Michigan and is supported by the Michigan Humanities Council. All audio was recorded and produced by Allison Mills. To learn more about the KBIC Water Program, visit the Natural Resources Department at nrd.kbic-nsn.gov.
The Nebe Lullaby is sung by Water Walkers Terry Denemy and Kathy Smith, as written and shared by Doreen Day of the Medalen Lodge.
To all our sponsors, supporters, and community, Chimagwich.